Good morning, guys.
Good afternoon.
So, what's the topic for today?
Yesterday was the last full moon of this year. But no one cares, I just wanted to say
it. I mean, it happens like every 15 days it happens, okay? Is it a big deal? I don't think so. Does it look beautiful? Yeah.
Of course.
You know, the type of people who want to romanticize everything. You know, this is the last moon of this year. Okay.
Yeah, so what? Watch
okay.
Party.
15 days later, yeah. Maybe yeah. It is 1st January, maybe 2nd. Who gives a I mean, I don't. I mean, if it is like your personal experience and you like experience something like once in a year or something, like, okay, cool.
What do you mean?
If you want to experience something and it comes like once in a year, okay. Okay, that's a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, when we were young, the solar eclipse thing.
Yeah.
It was such a big deal. Okay. It is like this is happening after like, I don't know, 30 years, 40. It felt like that. I don't know the exact thing because I was very young.
Yeah.
Now everywhere there is an eclipse.
Yeah.
Like what the hell is this? Like our lives are becoming so much inflated. Mm-hmm. And the eclipse thing and these things, that's like so much deflated. It's like every year it is coming.
Yeah, and there was some like pink moon or something. I don't know. I didn't see it.
Really?
Yeah.
Haven't you seen like a red supermoon or something?
Never.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen like 3 times already.
When?
Like.
When was the last time?
I think it was last year or something.
What?
Yeah, I think so. It was. It's not more than like 18 months. Not more than 18 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it like in the middle of the night or like when?
Actually, it's like as soon as the moon comes out, it is between 1 and 1.5 hour. It looks so big, really.
Mm. Okay, I don't know. I never saw it.
Really? And it doesn't look white. It looks like yellowish thing.
Yeah, I know. But
sometimes it looks exactly like when you see sunset. It is pretty bright orange, like crimson, red. I have seen that as well.
I never saw. Kind of sad now.
I mean, yeah. You know, in astrology, moon, sun, and these things, they have certain powers. You know that, right?
What do you mean by powers?
For example, if you write right now in astrology, there should be like a year of the sun or the moon or something.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how does it go. Also, like, there are some people I have met, I know them like, personally.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you know, in full moon gives some energy and people become more aggressive.
Okay.
And now she was like, you know, I get like really angry and I'm like, you just can't control yourself and now you're blaming moon.
Yeah.
I said this on her face. Yeah.
And what did she say?
She was like, no, I can prove you. Then she Googled it from some random website. It was coming.
Yeah. I don't know, it's kind of weird. I mean, can it actually be real? I don't think so.
Like, when you look at the moon, what do you feel?
I don't know, I definitely don't feel like what she was feeling.
That's good.
I just feel like peaceful, I don't know.
Actually, yeah, I find it pretty peaceful and so serene. It's beautiful and breathtaking.
Yeah.
And when I look at it, I feel so calm, actually.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Of course, yeah.
I don't know why. When we were kids, like, when we are going by car or anything, and moon is, like, basically following you.
Yeah. That's fun.
Like, uh-huh.
It's fun.
Yeah. Like, did you ask your mom or dad, like, okay, why the moon is following us?
I don't think I ever asked, actually.
Really?
I mean, maybe I just don't remember, but yeah.
I asked my mom. And imagine what answer did she give me.
What?
Just give me something.
I don't know.
She's like, the moon is very far away and it just looked like it is following.
That's the most boring answer, actually.
Exactly. Like, I'm sure people must be thinking, it must be something like childish, it loves you. No. No. Not at all.
I mean, at least she was honest.
I mean, yeah, but you can see, like...
Yeah.
Now I'm an adult. I wanted to be lied even right now. I believe she should have lied. She's like, yeah, oh, he's your savior or something. No. Yeah. Moon is very far away. And that's why it looks like it is following. Yes. Yeah. It's following nobody. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. This is the answer.
Yeah, she should have lied. I mean, it doesn't hurt. It's a small lie.
Yeah, that's true. Have you seen Venus in the evening?
No.
You know, I think people are divided into two parts. Either you're an astrology guy or an astronomy guy.
Yeah, maybe. So which one are you?
I would say I'm the third one. I can get confused between both of them.
Yeah.
I would say I'm more into astronomy. It is so interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I had a lot of books. I always wanted to have a telescope, but like,
yeah,
they're so costly, and I was unable to buy them. I don't know, they're pretty costly. Like, if you buy a good level one, not like a cheap one with nothing you can
see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
One of my friend, he had like a cheap one, and like one day we were like, okay, let's try to see things.
So what did you see?
I will tell you something. The power of that thing. You know, it's all about like magnifying power.
Yeah.
Let's say like one block later, there is a building, and you can like, you cannot even see that properly.
No way.
It was so bad, I'm telling you.
Where did he buy this?
I don't know where did he buy this. Yeah. It was so bad. And we were kids, we were like 10, 11 years old. We were like very young, okay? So he just got the shittiest one.
How can you even... I mean, when you buy it, you should try it, right?
I don't know.
Or did he get it from someone else? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't even remember how he got that thing. Why he got that thing. Who gave him? I mean, it's pretty weird, but that's how things are.
I've never used one, actually. Actually, no, I have. Like, one time. It was in a museum. Never, like, someone's, like, own.
But I would be honest.
Okay.
Let's say you own a telescope.
Yeah.
After 5 days, will you use it as like seeing something, or you will like, you'll spy on your neighbors or something?
I knew it was coming. I mean, you can get like binoculars for that. You don't need the telescope.
Yeah, but at the same time, like if you have binoculars,
it's like extreme. Like you can see like
what they're cooking.
Piece of food on the table.
Like, I mean, that's like. It's like an assassin level shit.
Yeah.
You know? No, the problem is if, let's say, a girl come into my house, okay?
Yeah.
She sees a binocular. Okay.
She would be kind of creeped out.
Exactly. Yeah. But, let's say she comes in my house and she looks at a telescope, like near the window.
She would be impressed.
She's going crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, what are binoculars usually used for? Like bird hunting?
I think for hunters, it's a great thing. Any hunter. Let's say you want to catch maybe a lion, maybe a tiger, or a wolf. Because they don't generally come very near you.
Yeah.
And like you can see them from far away easily. Also like the people who go to a safari, you know? Like if you want to watch animals, how you can see them?
Your eyes.
You know, animals are pretty good in like hiding themselves.
That's true.
So that's why. Not every person. Yeah. If you want to buy a binocular, get them in like the military style, you know?
Yeah.
Like the camouflage.
Yeah.
Now you're not a creep. You're like, oh, he has some class, you know? And if you tell this girl, you know what? Let's meet 4 in the morning. No, she's not creeped out. She's like, we are going to see some exclusive bird, migratory bird.
Okay, but what girl cares about seeing a bird?
I think they don't care about it. They just care about the experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I'm sure that there must be some...
I mean, you can find a girl who likes, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about being an assassin? Like an actual one?
Like a good one? Like, let's say I'm like the best one.
No. The first question is self-doubt. You're like, can I be the good one? It's on your mind. It's your free will, you know?
Okay. So I'm like hired by someone else.
Assassins are hired by someone, right?
I think, yeah.
Then why are you asking me like the basic definition?
Because I'm wondering about the price. Like, who is the person who is hiring me? Like, if I'm getting paid well, okay, sure.
I remember the guy who tried to attack Donald Trump.
Oh my god. He...
Have you seen his face?
I have, unfortunately.
He's like the most basement nerd guy you
Oh
can
my
ever
god, it's
find.
so bad. So bad.
Oh my god. Yeah, that thing is that thing is you're not that guy, okay?
Yeah, I would hope I actually don't. I don't miss. I will hit.
Okay, so you're an assassin. You're the one of the best in the world, okay?
Okay.
Why one of the best? Because you cannot say who is the best person, right? There is
Yeah.
no Assassin Olympics.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're one of the best in the world. And normal people, Boeing hires you, you know? Boeing, the Boeing company. You know, you don't know?
No.
You know, Boeing is a company, like the airplane company.
No.
Boeing, BOEING, right?
I don't think I know.
What the?
Yeah, I never heard of this.
You know, they had whistleblowers who were working against, who said like they're doing wrong things, they're not doing anything correctly. One person come, he died. The next person come, he
Oh.
died. So they have like
There's
killed
something going
like
on.
nine people, you know? They have killed nine people.
Okay.
So yeah. So that's like the big companies like these are hiring you, you know? Like Coca-Cola, you know? Like someone is like trying to sell their secret recipe. So they're hiring you for that. You understand my point, right?
Ah, I have to kill the person who's trying to sell.
What does Assassin do? What does Assassin do? Like they work as a nurse in the hospital.
I mean, they
What do you
can
expect?
undercover.
But the main
Yeah.
work of an assassin, you have to do that.
Okay. So how much
Okay.
am I getting paid?
I don't know, it's up to you, your price. You're the one who
I don't
decides.
know what's the usual price for an
Oh
assassin.
yeah. Does it look like I know the prices?
Maybe.
Oh no.
I don't know.
Why would I be doing a podcast if I was working as a professional assassin?
Mean, maybe you're not the assassin, you're just someone who works like close to...
Like what? Like his dishwasher or something? Like his sweeper? Huh?
No, like his assistant or something.
The boring paper guy, huh?
Yeah.
Like an assassin who is doing the illegalist work, okay? And he's like, you know what? I need to do paperwork here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that I can advertise myself. But why would he need a
I don't
paperwork?
know. I'm just saying. I don't know how they work.
Maybe I'm his accountant, huh?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
No, obviously not.
Would I be an assassin?
Yeah, would you be?
I would, yeah. But should I say it on the
What
podcast?
would be your the weapon of your choice? I mean, we are just discussing. I don't think like there is an exam to become an assassin, okay?
I mean, yeah.
And they would be caught by police like this. Everywhere there are cameras. Like, you know, it's not an easy thing.
Oh, did you see the killer of the healthcare CEO or
We'll
something?
talk about it later.
Okay.
The weapon of your choice. Would you be working as a nurse and you're like, yeah,
With the
let me
needle.
put me the
I mean,
needle,
yeah, it depends on the environment. Like, if I'm like sniping or if I'm like, I have to like be like
you have to get best in one thing. Like if you do sniping, you'd be like, you can put a telescope and you can shoot like 2, 3, 5 kilometers
That would
away.
be so cool, actually. And pretty useful. Like, you can kill like almost anyone.
I know one guy who was attacked and he's now the president, okay? Like,
Like, he was
not
attacked like three
everyone.
times or something, right?
Really?
Yeah. At least two. So I
Yeah,
don't know.
exactly. So it's not like a
I would not
guarantee.
miss. I would not miss.
Why?
Because I'm one of the best.
Okay,
They
okay.
just chose some
Yeah,
alien.
that's true, that's true. So what weapon of choice would you want? You can take like a sword as well.
Yeah, but it's kind of annoying. Like, it's kind of heavy. You have to carry it a lot. And you have to use your powers.
We'll get like a lightweight, like a titanium made.
Okay. But it's kind of messy. Like, blood will be everywhere. I don't like that. So, it should
Not if
be.
you're good enough. Yeah, okay.
I mean. Okay.
So what are you choosing?
I'm thinking.
Or you can choose like anything else as well. Like maybe you're good in poisoning. Maybe you're good in something else. Like someone has to die, like anyhow.
Poisoning,
anything.
It's kind of hard because you have to make it make contact with the person you try to kill somehow.
That's true.
So I don't know if it's like the best for every situation. I would say like a
you
sniper.
You kill like the half of the town. Like
yeah. Maybe like a sniper rifle or something. But what about a bow?
Bow and arrow?
Yeah. It's kind of cool. I never tried it, so I don't know.
It is cool, but at the same time, how far it can
go? If I have like a special modified
like a metal bow.
Yeah, and the arrows are like, they go very far and hit very hard.
How far can an arrow go? 30 to 40 yards?
How much is that?
In which conversation,
I don't know, like
conversion you want? Like 30, it is like 30 yards are almost a meter, okay? So let's say like 40 meters.
It's not that much, actually.
Not that much?
If you compare it to like a sniper or like rifle or something.
No, the farthest, the record. You have to write the record. 2,000 yards.
What?
Oh my god! Within this shot
that's
was
crazy.
By Harry Drake in 1988 using crossbow.
That's wow. Like 2 kilometers almost. What the hell?
Yeah, yeah. And you know the best thing is they don't make sound.
Yeah, that's true. But you can get like a silencer for a gun as well.
But it's like, it still makes sounds, you know? Mm. Not that much big, but still suppresses the sound up to certain limit.
Yeah.
And so, also the if you have like that, it also reduces the speed.
Really?
Up to some level, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's bad. So maybe bow is an okay choice actually. I don't know.
It's a great choice, I would say.
Yeah.
And you can have like a small bows as well, you know?
How small?
Like a small bow, like put them in their eye.
Ah.
It would have enough, like it would have enough force to like go through eye and like go into the skull.
Yeah, that's true. Actually,
it would
that
would
so
be dangerous.
Cool.
You know?
I'm gonna try it.
Yeah, it would be dangerous actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can have like one on your arm, like ready to shoot, like.
Yes. Or you can make it all wooden. Why? Because the metal detectors won't detect it.
That's true, yeah. Mm-mm. Okay.
And if you have like, if you're scared, like you can use 2 arrows at one time and ow.
Yeah.
Can be more dangerous than like killing someone actually.
Yeah.
Because now they have to live with bad eyes. Like
no eyes. But yeah.
Eyes are there.
In a different way.
It's just not working. Oh my god.
Yeah.
It can be so dangerous. Wow.
Yeah. People have to start wearing like some glasses to prevent. Like...
Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What if some CEO from the glass industry does like this and now he is selling some bulletproof glasses?
Ooh. Then I have to modify my arrows.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
But like the person who gave you this thing, he's also the CEO of the glass company.
What do you mean?
Like he got some people killed so that his glasses are like are now used everywhere, you know?
Okay.
It is like a bad, not a bad advertisement, but like a evil advertisement. What about the healthcare CEO? What are you talking about? I don't know this guy.
I just know the guy who killed him. His name is like Luigi or something. I think he's Italian. And so people are like going crazy, like, oh, he's so handsome. Like, why did he kill this person? Like, no, he's... in jail and...
I don't know why girls like serial killer and like these type of people.
I mean, he's not a serial killer. He's just a killer.
But why did he kill him? And who was this guy who got killed?
Some CEO of a healthcare company and it... I think the reason was like he was not happy with the way the healthcare system was. So he was like, okay, I'm doing this as revenge.
In US?
Yes.
Okay, the system is pretty broken actually.
Yeah, I think he had some family members who had like been treated badly in the healthcare system. So...
Really?
Yeah, so then he was, like, taking revenge for them.
Mm.
But I don't know more than that.
But people are saying it is an inside job. Some people, like, told, like, he's this place, like, his location, his place he was staying. You know, he knew almost everything.
I don't know, I just know he went to, like, McDonald's afterwards and flirted with the worker there. And that's how he got caught.
Why would...
Like, he had, like, a mask, and he took his mask off to flirt with the person working there, and then the camera, like, saw him.
It looks kind of stupid. And he's not, like, a professional killer, okay? And if you're not a professional killer...
Yeah.
You would be, like, so scared of everything. Like, what's gonna happen now? Because, see, if you do something in some situation, okay, you do that thing.
Yeah.
Not appreciated, obviously.
Yeah.
But then... I don't think, like, when you kill someone, you can just act normally. Like, yeah, just give me a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Yeah, make it double. Thank you. By the way, yeah, you look cute. Can I have your number?
Like, yeah.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah, there was some, like, comparison photo, like, of the person at the McDonald's and this guy who allegedly killed. Like, their eyebrows are very different. Like, the guy who's, like, handsome, he has, like, very, like thick eyebrows. And, like, very close together, like unibrow.
So you mean the killer was a girl?
No. And the guy who was, like, at the McDonald's, his eyebrows were, like, pretty far apart and kind of thin. So it's not, like, matching.
Okay, it is a woman.
No, it looked like a guy, but...
So why would they catch a fake guy?
I don't know.
See, first of all, as I said, like, it should be an inside job. Okay, maybe this guy was trying to make some changes in how things are going, maybe. And they were not happy with it. And they got him killed by a professional guy. Because it is not normal, you just go and just like, yeah, give me some burger, you know.
That's yeah, weird. Yeah, that's true.
What do you think about it?
I mean, why would he like this guy who's been showing his, like, the killer, why would he, like, throw his whole life away? Like, he was, like, a Ivy League student and, like, very smart and doing all kinds of things. So why would he, like, just throw all of it away?
Maybe they are giving him good compensation to come and...
I mean, he was from, like, he is from a rich family, so...
If he's
does
from
he need
a...
more money?
No. If he is from a rich family, so why is he caring about healthcare system if he is from a rich family?
I mean, I don't know how rich.
Like, let's say, like, a rich person. Like,
yeah.
What do they care about healthcare? What do they care about these things? No, they already have access to best healthcare.
That's true, yeah.
Like, how rich is his family? See, he went to a private school.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's going to an Ivy League college.
Yeah.
He had spent time in surfing community in Hawaii. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of Americans are doing all these things.
Yeah.
Do you really think his family was suffering from healthcare issues like that?
Most likely no.
Exactly. And I also heard like some of his family members are in like Senate or something.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Comes from a prominent family in the Baltimore area who are known for businesses including country clubs, nursing homes, and a radio station.
Yeah, and his family was suffering, you know. he's heartbroken for his mother, you know, because she has to pay her own health care.
Yeah.
Does it look like to you?
No, it does not.
Exactly, that's what I mean. They not only have one business, they have businesses, okay?
Yeah.
So it's much complex and deeper. Like, there is something fishy about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Why he did it, why he's, like, getting himself here, we don't know. But this thing is something weird. Because there is no way he got his heart changed because of his family suffering. And the person you're saying, it looks different. And why would you go and flirt with a woman at McDonald's?
If you're killing, like, someone.
And you're so rich. Why would you eat at McDonald's? Until you're Donald Trump.
What if you just like it? What if you're just a fat rich person? I mean, he's not a fat rich person either. So.
Why are you saying like being fat and rich is a bad thing, huh? You're making fun of Donald Trump. Come on.
I mean, isn't it kind of bad you're rich and you could be skinny but you're still fat?
You mean poor people are allowed to be fat, huh? I mean, it is a shame. You're even poor. Why are you fat?
No, like, maybe the quality of food is worse for poor people. Like, they can't afford.
They can't afford to what? They can't afford vegetables?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe in the US, yeah. Or maybe they're just...
So what are they eating?
Like mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese?
Burgers, fast food, I don't know. So if you're rich...
I have a question. If you make burger in your home...
But they don't make...
No, it's a healthy food, right? You go outside, you eat the same thing. It's unhealthy. It's junk food. It's bad for your health.
It's really bad,
Why?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, but they eat, like, the junk food. So, I would think, like, if you're rich, you can have, like, good quality food.
I mean yeah, that's true, yeah.
So, why are you still fat?
Donald Trump is pretty old, actually, so let me be his advocate for this.
I wasn't even talking about him, I was just in general.
Have you ever seen, like, rich people who are fat?
Oh, yeah.
And they don't have any health issues?
Not all of them. They just like to eat.
I mean, how old they are? Like 50, 60?
Like from 40 to 60.
Okay, if you're 40 and you're not like in a very good shape, that's a bad thing. But if you're 60, you know, they're getting pretty old.
It's just 60. It's not like you're dying.
I mean...
But yeah, that's true. Like, it's kind of old.
Yeah, you're not dying, but your metabolism gets pretty slow. Mm-hmm. You know, that is the issue. So I think this is a weird story. Like, I can't understand all of this thing. What is happening? Why it is happening? And why they are making it like this?
But he has, like, so many fans now.
He can open OnlyFans now?
I mean, oh my God. I don't think he needs the money, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying the CEO must be trying to do something, change in the company or something, and they were not happy.
Hmm. Yeah, it can be. So you think this guy, the Luigi guy, he got, like, compensated or something?
Oh, obviously.
How much or what did he get?
How big is that company, basically? They're an S&P 100, okay? It means top 100 big companies in USA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, their revenue last year was $371 billion.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's say they have, like, an opponent.
Yeah.
Let's say. They would be in the same range. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Or maybe he was trying to change something in the company and they were not happy with it. Or maybe, what if? There is this employee... He was not, like, given promotion and this guy got promoted. He was like, you know what? We don't know. It's kind of like so many people. What if he was having an affair and his wife was like, okay, time to go, pal.
I mean, I support her.
It can be anything, you know? Like,
yeah.
So we don't know exactly who was it.
Mm-hmm.
So there should be a heavy compensation for this. I don't think it is like anyone who uses his two brain cells, they can know. And if you see people who are not noticing it, they have one brain
cell. Yeah.
All right. Guys, I hope you are enjoying this thing.
I hope you enjoyed.
I hope you learned something, okay?
Yeah, I hope you have more than one brain cell.
Yeah, I'm sure they have more than one
brain cell. Of course.
They listen to me.
Us, but yeah.
And guys, don't, like, get influenced so fast by anything. They're just like, it's all kind of circus, so be careful. Good night.
Good night? What? Good night. Yeah. You just said good morning in the start. How can it be night?
They don't know. We were recording for, like, whole day, you know? It's not easy. We took, like, 50 takes.
Okay, perfectionist.